A reading now from Matthew 27, 46 through 47. And about the ninth hour, Jesus cried out with a loud voice, saying, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani? That is, my God, why have you forsaken me? And some of the bystanders, hearing it, said, this man is calling Elijah. As I was reflecting on the reading, I noticed in the verse prior to this section, that it says for 3 hours, Jesus was in darkness. And I thought about that, and I looked that up, and some scholars believe that in that darkness, it signifies him not only battling the pain and the anguish of this moment, but also the spiritual forces of darkness that are waging against him, the separation of his Father and the weight of sin that is placed upon him. And I couldn't help but remember John 1:5. It says, the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness can never extinguish it. And so with a loud voice, he cries out, and he hasn't spoken for 3 hours. And some believe that he was quoting Scripture. He's just trying to get through with Scripture, because that is a sword that he can use to battle against the things that are waging against him. And so just like in the desert when he's fighting off Satan with Scripture, that can be sometimes our greatest tool in the face of circumstances that we can't control or the darkness of our soul. So he cries out, my God, and you see the closeness of him to his Father. And so is this a strange complaint from Jesus on the cross? No, it's not. And I believe, scholars believe that he's quoting Scripture like he said. And it's interesting, and it comes from David, from Psalm 22, which David writes exactly the same thing. And so some believe that Jesus actually spoke out this whole chapter. But in the beginning, if you're standing there listening to Jesus, you would be reminded that this was a prophecy. It was David writing 1,000 years before. And so David's words of who was coming is echoing through the minds of the people standing below the cross. And here's some sections from that psalm. It says, my God, why have you forsaken me? Why are you so far from saving me from the words of my groaning? Oh my God, I cry by day, but you do not answer, and by night, but I find no rest. Here's the verse 3. It says, yet you are holy, enthroned on the praises of Israel. In you our fathers trusted. They trusted and you delivered them. To you they cried and were rescued. In you they trusted and were not put to shame. But I am a worm and not a man, scorned by mankind and despised by the people. And I thought about these words of David. And in the past few months, many of you know that I'm the youth pastor, and so I've been dealing with some dark situations in kids' lives, some kids that are really hurting in this community. And some of you may be in that same situation of feeling the dark cloud of maybe depression or darker thoughts. And so as I'm working through these situations, so often I say that same cry to God, oh God, these kids, how are they going through this? Where are you in the midst of that? And that's the kind of expression that it's not God abandoning Jesus. Jesus is not abandoning God. It's just this cry of saying, I need you because you're my only hope in this scenario. And so as I see these kids on Tuesday, I had the opportunity to go to Wahoo's with one of these young men. And for the last 3 months, he's been coming to Refuge. And he told me, and his dad called me later and said, hey, Sam, my son, when he comes into Refuge, it's different. He's starting to change a little bit. He's having some hope. He's bringing refreshments on Tuesday night. That's how much he loves this place. And why is that? Because the Word of God gives us hope. the word of God is piercing into the darkness. And he continues. David continues in what we would feel or what Jesus would feel in this moment. He says in verse 24, "For he was not despised or abhorred the affliction of the afflicted, and he was not hidden, and he has not hidden his face from him, but he has heard when he cried to him. For kingship belongs to the Lord, and he rules over the nations. All the prosperous of the earth eat and worship. Before him shall bow all who go down to the dust, even the one who could not keep himself alive. They shall come and proclaim his righteousness to a people yet unborn, that he has done it." And so I've watched these kids come, and they said this place is different. And it's because Jesus has gone before us. He is our Savior and our hope in the midst of such a dark place. He took upon the weight of the world so that he can be the hope and he can be our salvation.